The Lord be with you.
And
a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus departed from there and came to his native place, accompanied by his disciples. When the Sabbath came, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many who heard him were astonished. He said, "Where did this man get all this? What kind of wisdom has been given him? What mighty deeds are wrought by his hands? Is he not the carpenter, the son of Mary, and the brother of James and Joseph, and Joseph, and Judas and Simon? And are not his sisters were here with him, with us?" And he took offense at him. Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place, and among his own kin and his own house. So he was not able to perform any mighty deed there, apart from curing a few sick people by laying his hands on them." He was amazed at the lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord. Later, the second reading to Corinthians, some phrase. St. Paul says, "I'm content with weaknesses, insults, hardships, persecutions, and constraints for the sake of Christ. For when I'm weak, then I'm strong." Especially the last phrase. When I'm weak, then I'm strong. When we are weak, we need help. We pray hard. That's a stronger time in our life. By the time we say we are capable, we can, when we lose God. So it's very beautiful. Eh? So don't complain that you're weak. Like St. Paul, when you're weak, just be happy, because your strength doesn't come from yourself. It's come from Jesus himself. We are all called to serve in a very different way. I have been priest for 40 years this year. I can tell you, it's so true. When I was in the 20s, 30th anniversary, I find myself strong. I can do many things by myself. But going back, looking back, it's not strength. It's my weakness. I depend on more human ways to spread the gospel. But these last 10 years, I thank the Lord who gave me a kind of invitation to stay still before the Blessed Sacrament. I felt more peace than in the past 20, 30 years ago. Really, I experienced this stillness with the Lord. It's the strength, it's our strength. This morning we meditate on the diary of Sister Faustina. All her life is weak, physically, But always, he spent her time, whenever possible, before the Blessed Sacrament. It is there he got the strength, the light, the wisdom. I think we have learned from this kind of saints. They're simple saints. Sister Faustina is a simple girl like all of you. She's weak physically, but is strong in spreading this message of divine mercy. You too. We are all weak in many senses. But our strength, the only strength, comes from the Lord. So what we have to think, reflect, whether we have time to be with the Lord. I'm lucky because I stay in the church. I can go any time to visit the Blessed Sacrament. You don't. Or you cannot. Might if you want to, but you cannot. You don't have the time. But just tell you yourself. Stay with Jesus wherever you are. In the kitchen, when you're working, even your holiday, stay with Jesus. That is our strength. We lose peace because we are not, our heart is not with him. At least this is my experience. When I was in the seminary, I was distracted very much. I'm not that kind of people, concentrate on prayer, concentrate on studies. So my mind goes out very often. I didn't have much peace back to the life in the seminary because I didn't put the center of Jesus in my center of life. And Jesus only teaching me gradually. Even in Hong Kong for the last 30 years, I still work on my own, on my strength. Yeah, I'm capable for something, but still within myself, there's a kind of hollow, nothing, emptiness within myself. I thank the Lord who sent me to Canada to work. Much space. Hong Kong is too strict. Over there, the Lord taught me one very important thing in my life that I was shared many times ago. He invited me to spend 1 hour before the Blessed Sacrament. I thank the Lord until today, this invitation for the last 10 years. I try to be. As you know, I'm not a person who can sit down or kneel down for an hour. Usually for 15 minutes, it's already too much for me. This is my nature. Jesus knows me. He said, you have to be with me for 1 hour. I accept this invitation. And I can tell you, my strength comes from only from him. And I invite you all also to the same thing. You may not necessarily to stay before the Blessed Sacrament for an hour, but at least one day, some time, your personal time, not just go to the internet or to your iPhone all the time. I tell you, in order to help myself to be more patient, because we need patience to ourselves, with ourselves. One thing I learned for many years ago already, I tried when you go into the lift, I never push the button closed door. I let it close by itself only 2 seconds. But sometimes we are too eager to let the door close. At once, you put a closed door. I just let it be. It's a kind of training myself, little thing. The second thing I have to learn today, now recently I got an iPhone. And yes, you know, many people, either in the restaurant, any place, in the MTR, everybody look at the iPhone and look, 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 look. And one of my resolutions, at the table, unless some call, never take out the iPhone and tuk 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 tuk. And this comes from this kind of stillness before the Blessed Sacrament, who gave me the strength to stay, be patient. Because many times we are not that patient. We want to 2 things in one time. But to serve the Lord is to do His will. To do His will is to love. To love means one mind, one heart. I tell myself, how can you communicate with people and then you have your eyes, one on the iPhone and then another is talking. You cannot. Cannot. So I just invite you be more close to the Lord. You're weak, yes, but we are strong because we are with Jesus. So don't hesitate to prostrate yourself before the Lord. Say simple prayers. The most simple prayer is the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, right? So, not only before the dying person, we start to take a rosary and say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. For ourselves, we are dying spiritually. Let the Spirit of the Divine Mercy with us. So always have your rosary bead with yourself. When temptation comes, take a rosary. Either you say the rosary or you say the Chaplet of Divine Mercy. Have the kind of staying with the Lord is important. Our Heavenly Mother from Medjugorje always invited us, her children, pray with heart, open heart, always with the Lord. So today, since Jesus, now He went to His own town and nobody listened to Him because He is a carpenter. His mother, Mary, a simple woman. His father, Joseph, a poor carpenter. But great work He can do. Nobody listened. We might, at times, people look at us in this way. Who is she? Who is he? No doctorate, degree, even no degree. We shouldn't be humiliated. Our degree is the Lord. So stay with Jesus. Suffered because people lack of faith. Do we have faith in Him? If yes, through the whole day, did you say something about some phrase in the Gospel, some words of a lady, some words of Jesus? We think we remember Him all the time, but about in our conversations, in all telephone calls, do we have Jesus in our midst? Do we put Jesus in the first place? If not, then we're hypocrites. We say we are close to Jesus, but heart. Of course, you will deny you have heart for Jesus. But if your words, thinking, therefore have Jesus come to your mind, come to your words. Can you prove that you love Jesus? That you have Jesus in you? Not very much. So, in order to keep this peace in you, Jesus in you, try to be. Open your heart to this day. Let Him be saving you. We are weak, but we are strong only in Him. So let us pray for one another. I confess to Almighty God. No, sorry. We believe in one God, the Father Almighty.